Well, hey, church, I'm really bummed to not be gathering with you for another week. These are really unprecedented times, and it is hard to not be together as a community. But what we wanted to do over these next few weeks is to be able to shoot some videos so that we can continue the conversation we've been having as a church as it relates to what does it mean to be someone who lives the way of Jesus. And so tonight I want to talk to you about birthday cards. I don't know if you're a birthday card person or not, but I have a birthday card here. It says, celebrate like a cat, if you can read that. And then on the inside, it says, lay in the sun, sleep and go throw up in a corner. And the thing about birthday cards is sometimes there's just not enough room to write all that you want to write on one side. And so maybe you've had this experience, you've given a birthday card to somebody and you really, really want them to make sure they flip it over so that they can get the full message that you spent time writing down in the card. And I think sometimes in our Christian faith, as we talk about fear, what's really important, I think, is for us to get the full message of Scripture as it relates to fear. That sometimes we hear people talking about the command of God to not fear. And so places like Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, we find these words, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So you hear people talking about how the command "do not fear" shows up like over 300 times in the Scriptures. And so it's this command that you can live out every day to not fear. And what I think is tricky is that there are things that we will go through in our life, seasons of difficulty, trials and circumstances that we did not schedule, that we did not plan. And what's going to happen to us is that fear is going to show up. So for some people, when they hear, you know, "do not fear," because you follow Jesus, because you trust him, because you recognize all that he's done for you, what it means to be faithful, what it means to be a quote unquote good Christian, is that we don't fear. Unfortunately, if we believe that, if that's our message, then we haven't flipped the birthday card over to read the full message, the message that's on the back. Because we also find Psalm 56, verse 3, says this, "When I am afraid, I will trust you." And these are words that are written by David when he is running for his life. When he is trying to survive against King Saul. And it's in 1 Samuel chapter 21. And these are these words that David writes, "When I am afraid, I will trust you." And so one of the things we have to say in this time, as we have all this conversation around COVID-19 and the coronavirus and what's going to happen with our health, what's going to happen financially, what's going to happen with our jobs, what's going to happen with our family, that yes, we want to say, we want to believe and we want to listen to, we want to follow the command of God to do not fear. But we also have to read the other side of the card and believe that, like, when we do fear, that we will trust God, and that you are not unfaithful if you are grappling with fear. You are not walking in your own way if you're not able in this moment to not be overcome by fear. It is part of our humanity to have fear. It's part of how we've been created. It is a response to the things that happen outside of us. So as you hear people talking about that command, I want you to remember both sides of the card, that do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I'm your God. But I also want you to remember that when I am afraid, I will trust in you. Okay, so then when we talk about fear, if we understand that it's not that we have to fear, but that we have a place to go, a person to lean on, a promise to claim when we fear, we have to understand that there's really two options. And so one option when we talk about fear is to be ruled by it. But another option when we talk about fear is to work through the fear. And so instead of being ruled by it, as followers of Jesus, as people who have been rescued, as people who have been redeemed, as people who have been given life, we understand that when fear comes, we're going to need to work through it. And so when we talk about being ruled by fear, we're really talking about like keeping everybody out of the situation that is unfolding within you. And so we're talking about the inner dialogue that happens within you when you encounter something dark, something difficult. And so we find ourselves saying things like this is going to be the end, like this is not going to work out, like we're not going to make it, like where is God, like how could he possibly be good and faithful and present because of this situation that I'm going through. And so if we're going to be ruled by fear, it keeps us frozen, it keeps us still. Doesn't allow us to move forward, doesn't allow us to live the life that we had been living. And so to be ruled by fear is to keep everybody out of the conversation that is unfolding within us, and we just put up a wall and we go internal. It's really interesting in Mark chapter 4, there's a story that is told of Jesus and his disciples, and they're on a lake and they're in a boat, and all of a sudden there's a storm that comes upon the sea. And the disciples are terrified. The boat is being tossed to and fro all over the place, and they try to wake up Jesus because they're afraid that this is going to be the end. They're afraid that they are going to drown. They're afraid that this is going to be their last day. And Jesus wakes up and they have this conversation, and Jesus turns to his disciples and says, "Why are you so afraid?" And often in the church, when this story gets talked about, when it gets shared, when it gets preached, when it gets read, we read a lot of shame in the voice of Jesus. Like he's somehow disappointed in his disciples. Like, why are you so afraid? Like, there's nothing to be afraid of. All you're caught in is this huge storm on the lake, and you think this is going to be the end, because in all likelihood, without Jesus, it would have been. I think there's a lot of compassion in the voice of Jesus. I think there's a lot of love in the voice of Jesus. I think there's a lot of curiosity in the voice of Jesus. Like, why are you so afraid? Like, would you tell me more about your fear? Like, would you let me in to your internal dialogue, because I desire to speak into the internal dialogue that you are having with yourself about what is unfolding in your life at this moment. And I think that's really beautiful. I think it's really beautiful to think about Jesus as curious about what is unfolding within our soul. And as we talk about COVID-19, as we talk about the coronavirus, I think Jesus wants to say to us, like, why are you so afraid? Like, I want you to talk to me about what is bothering you, what you're anxious about, what you find yourself worrying about. I don't want you to be ruled by fear. And the way that you will not be ruled by fear is to not be the only one who knows about the internal dialogue that you are having. So if we've talked about being ruled by fear, what we need to talk about is what it's going to mean for us to work through our fear. And we're going to work through our fear when we bring someone into the conversation that you are having with yourself about what you are struggling with, like how fear is showing up in your life. And so it's sitting across from someone and just being able to say, having the courage, the willingness, the bravery, the strength, the power to say, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of what's unfolding in our country. I'm afraid of what's unfolding in our city. I'm afraid of what's unfolding in our world. Like, I'm afraid of the financial impact of this. Like, I'm afraid for my family. I'm afraid for my parents or my grandparents or a neighbor down the street. Like, I don't have certainty on how this is all going to work out. Like, I don't see where God is in this. Like, I don't see his hand. I don't see his promises. It's sitting across from someone and having the strength and the courage and the bravery and the power to say that. Not just to feel that internally, but to sit across from someone and to speak those words. It's how we work through our fear, having the strength and the courage to say that I'm worried. Like, I'm worried about how this is all going to end. I'm overwhelmed by the great need of our world, the great need of our country, the great need of our state, the great need of our city, the great need of my own family. Not being ruled by fear so that you're the only one who knows what is inside, but it's actually the strength, the courage, the bravery, the power to sit across from someone and to say those things. One of my greatest concerns in our space and in our time is the mental health of people. I'm worried about depression. I'm worried about anxiety. I'm worried about panic attacks that are unfolding in people because we're being ruled by fear to such an extent that we just hold that deep within us. And we don't have someone sitting at our shoulder or sitting across from us that we can talk about these things with. So I think that we've spent a lot of our lives trusting the boat. I think we've spent a lot of our lives leaning on the boat for security, for identity, for strength. And so what we are good at, what our gifts are, the jobs that we have, the place that we have in our families. And then we come to a moment like this where we're being tossed all over the place. And while we have spent years and years and years learning to trust the boat, now we're faced with a circumstance when the thing that we've trusted in is just being tossed around by the winds and the waves. It's being pushed. It's being torn apart. And so now we're at a place where we have an opportunity to live out Psalm 56. Verse 3, that when I'm afraid, I will trust you. So we have an opportunity in front of us to trust the one who has the authority to calm what is tossing the boat, to silence what is tossing the boat all around the sea. And so as we talk about COVID-19, as we talk about what the future is going to hold, we don't know how this is all going to end. We don't know how long we are going to be in this place of not knowing what's going to happen with school, not knowing what's going to happen with church. Like, when are we going to get to gather again as a community? We don't have answers for that. But I do think we have an opportunity in front of us, not just to be ruled by fear, not to be ruled by the uncertainty, not for that to be the identifying feature of our life. But I think instead to work through our fear. So I just want to encourage you today to be talking about what's going on inside of you with someone else, to be sitting across from someone else and to have the courage, the bravery, the power, the strength to say that I'm afraid, to say that I'm worried, to say that I'm overwhelmed, but I'm doing my best to trust God, the one who is in control of these things. And so I'm not an unfaithful Christian when I fear. If I'm not obeying the command to fear not, I am obeying the command to trust God in the fear, because that's what's going to carry us. It's not gonna be some date on the calendar that we can circle that this is gonna be the end of the circumstance, of this darkness, of this nightmare for a lot of people. But what's gonna give us strength, what's gonna give us power, what's gonna carry us is trusting the one who has authority to silence that which is tossing the boat around. So would you call somebody? Would you send someone a text message? Would you have a conversation with someone around you who can help you work through the fear? Because I think on the other side of this, your faith is stronger, you're more sure of who you have been made to be, and you're confident in this God who holds you and holds the world in the palm of his hand. That's what was true of the disciples. after that moment on the sea with Jesus, they got to encounter and experience and know the faithfulness of God, the goodness of God, the power of God, and the friendship of God. That He is available, that He is near, that He is close. And His voice can be trusted, His hand can be trusted, and His power can be trusted. I pray that you would receive that.